you by Puffin.
Danny, the Champion of the World, by Roald Dahl. Read by Alfred Enoch. Chapter 1. The Filling Station. When I was 4 months old, my mother died suddenly, and my father was left to look after me all by himself. This is how I looked at the time. I had no siblings. So all through my boyhood, from the age of 4 months onward, there were just the two of us, my father and me. We lived in an old Romany wagon behind a filling station. My father owned the filling station and the wagon and a small field behind, but that was about all he owned in the world. It was a very small filling station on a small country road surrounded by fields and woody hills. While I was still a baby, my father washed me and fed me and changed my nappies and did all the millions of other things that a parent usually does for their child. That is not an easy task for any single parent, especially one who has to earn their living at the same time by repairing motor car engines and serving customers with petrol. But my father didn't seem to mind. I think that all the love he had felt for my mother when she was alive, he now lavished upon me. During my early years, I never had a moment's unhappiness or illness. And here I am on my 5th birthday. I was now a scruffy little boy, as you can see, with grease and oil all over me. But that was because I spent all day in the workshop helping my father with the cars. The filling station itself had only two pumps. There was a wooden shed behind the pumps that served as an office. There was nothing in the office except an old table and a cash register to put the money into. It was one of those where you pressed a button and a bell rang and the drawer shot out with a terrific bang. I used to love that. The square brick building to the right of the office was the workshop. My father built that himself with loving care, and it was the only really solid thing in the place. "We are engineers, you and I," he used to say to me. "We earn our living by repairing engines, and we can't do good work in a rotten workshop." It was a fine workshop, big enough to take one car comfortably and leave plenty of room round the sides for working. It had a telephone so that customers could arrange to bring their cars in for repair. The wagon was our house and our home. It was a really beautiful old Romany wagon with big wheels and fine patterns painted all over it in yellow and red and blue. My father said it was at least 150 years old. Many Romany children, he said, had been born in it and grown up within its wooden walls. With a horse to pull it, the old wagon must have wandered for thousands of miles along the roads and lanes of England. But now its wanderings were over, and because the wooden spokes and the wheels were beginning to rot, my father had propped it up underneath with bricks. There was only one room in the wagon, and it wasn't much bigger than a fair-sized modern bathroom. It was a narrow room, the shape of the wagon itself, and against the back wall were two bunk beds, one above the other. The top one was my father's, the bottom one, mine. Although we had electric lights in the workshop, we were not allowed to have them in the wagon. The electricity people said it was unsafe to put wires into something as old and rickety as that. So we got our heat and light in much the same way as Romany people had done years ago. There was a wood-burning stove with a chimney that went up through the roof, and this kept us warm in winter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?